Okay, good morning, everyone. We are at Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, Seif Vav. Okay, this is in Chazar Hashat. Zviyanu Amen Achar Kol Bracha. So everyone should answer Amen, right? All the listeners should answer Amen to every Bracha. Bein Otam Shiatzu De Tefila, Bein Otam Shelo Yatzu. It doesn't matter if you are already Yotze and you davened Lachash yourself, or you didn't daven Lachash, you're not a Baki, you don't know how to daven, and you're listening to him, either way. Ubechavana, and you should listen, have intent, what's going on, and perush hamilim, right, understanding. Sheyechaven bilibo emet hi, habracha sheberech hamevarech. And when you answer the word amen, you should have a mind that amen means emet, it's true. Whatever the bracha is talking about, it's true. It's either a statement you're saying it's true, or it's a bakasha, and you're asking for something, and then you want it to be true, ken yehiratzon. Vani ma'amin baze, and I believe in it. I want to believe what we're saying, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to help. Right, and just to reiterate, I think we came across this. There's two types of brachos for the amen purposes. One is it's just a statement, and it's a shavach to Hashem. So the kavana, the perush of amen is it's true. And there are other types where it's a bakasha, the bracha, the whole nature of the brachas. You're asking for something. And so then it's a main kenyir its own. That's it should come true. Zayin. Lo yaseach sichat chulin b'shasha shaliach tzibur chozer atfila. The listeners, the people in the show, listening to the Chazar HaShatz, they should not be talking about anything, especially chulin, things that are not related to the tefillah itself. V'im sach, and if you spoke to your neighbor about something, hu chotev v'gadol avono min esso. It's a great sin that's extremely difficult to bear. V'go arimbo, and people should tell him shh, to be quiet. V'lamed banav haktanim she'anu amen. You should teach your kids to answer amen. Ki miyad she'atinok one amen yesh l'chelek l'olam haba. As soon as he answers amen, he already starts getting the schar of a chelek in olam haba. So you're doing a good service for your children. Chinuch. Chet. Lo ya'ane amen chatufa. Person, so there's about four types of amen that Chazal categorize, define, that a person should not answer. So what is chatufa? So there's two perushim. Dahainu ki'ilu ha'alef nekuda b'chataf. You pronounced the aleph, the word amen, the aleph, with a nekuda underneath it, chataf. A different perushim, the Mishnah Berurah says probably a shva. In other words, you didn't. Nowadays, it's more of a patach sound or a kamatz. I forget. Unless you're Taimani. So that's the sound. Whatever it is that's what it's supposed to be. Not supposed to be an sound. Of course, okay, depends on your pronunciation, but not like a different. Pronounce it correctly. V'chen shelo yachtof v'imaher la'anot oto kodim shesayem hamevarech. And the second pshat, right, the first one was you mispronounce it. The second pshat of a chatufa is that you don't answer it too fast or too quickly before the bracha was finished. You wait till the guy finishes the bracha. This is in general. You wait till the guy says the bracha. When he's completely finished with the bracha, then you immediately answer amen. But not while he's still saying the bracha. Which actually, if you want to be yotze by the guy, and you start answering amen during the end of the bracha, and you don't hear the end of what he says, because you're answering amen, then it's a problem. You're probably not even yotze of what you're trying to be yotze. V'chein, lo yane amen ketufa. Second category. What does ketufa mean? Dehainu shemechaser kriat hanun. You left out or swallowed letters. V'einu motzia bapeh. And you don't pronounce it properly. You skip it or swallow it, however. Shetehe nikeret. You can't hear it. You basically missed out a letter. Gam lo yafsik ba'emtza hamila. And the second shot is ketufa, is that you don't pause in the middle. Like, pause, and then you finish men. You can't break up. It's one word. You say it normal. All right? The way normal people speak. V'lo ya'ane amen yetoma. And you don't answer amen, an orphaned amen. What is that? Also, there's two perushim. So far, everything has two perushim. And we're machmer for both. Dahainu, Shu chayav bivracha achat. So, okay, so this is the first, the Shulchan Aruch's perush. This is a situation when Chazal say not to answer amen yetuma. You're chayav in this bracha. You want to be yotze for yourself. Ushaliach tzibor mevarechota. V'zeh eno shoma. And you don't hear it. It's a case where you need to be yotze, but you don't hear the end of the bracha. Even though you know what the bracha he's making, right? You're following along, but you just can't hear him. It's too far, it's too noisy, whatever's going on. And this is the first parish. In the case where you need to be yotze, and you can't hear it, that's the case where you do not answer amen. It's an orphaned amen. And so according to this perush, it's only a problem if you need to be yotze. Okay? But we hold of another perush as well. Let's keep reading the Rama. V'yeh here, I'll just say it before I get to the Rama. Another version of an amen yetuma is if it takes too long to answer. After toch kadei dibur. Shalom alecha Rebbe or shalom alecha Rebbe Mori. It's approximately 2-3 seconds. Right? If it takes, once 3 seconds go by, for sure, after the mivarech says the bracha, you missed your chance to answer amen. Better not to answer amen. Haga, v'yesh machmirin afilo eino mechuyav be'otei bracha. Right? There's the other parish. It has nothing to do with whether you personally need to be yotzei through his bracha or not. Lo yamen amen im eino yodea be'ezei bracha kayeshel yachzibor. If you don't know what bracha he's saying, don't answer amen. There's a nami mikri amen yetoma. That's also an amen yetoma. V'lo yamtim imaniyata amen. And don't wait. This could be a second or third parish. Don't wait to answer amen. Alam yad, right away. Shekila bracha ya'ane amen. As soon as he finishes, then you answer amen. Alright, so it's actually this one. I think actually you can categorize it as three. V'lo ya'ane amen kitzara. Fourth category. Don't answer an amen kitzara. What's a short amen? Ela aruka ktsat. It should be a little bit long. Kadesh yuchal lomar, kel melech ne'aman. However long it takes a person to say the words, kel melech ne'aman, I don't know, 1 or 2 seconds, that's the ideal time to say amen. It shouldn't be a split second. Amen. As fast as you can. That's an amen k'tzara. So it should, don't answer too quick. V'lo yarich b'yater midai. And don't make it drag out so long that it's also... You can't even recognize what the guy's saying. The fisha en kriyat tiva nishmat kishamarich yeter midai. It has no meaning anymore if it takes you too long to say. Okay. Related to this is if you hear a live shidur chai, live radio, live broadcasting to a bracha, you do answer amen. Right. If it's live, I'm not even sure if it's a machloket, but we'll discuss that later. If it's a lot, okay, everything is. But Lamaisa, I'm not even sure. But if it's a, if it's live and you answer immediately, then okay. As far as I know, you definitely answer amen. There is a slight delay, obviously, if it's live or you hear it over a phone or whatever. But that delay, in my humble opinion, is probably not more than a second. And it's certainly less than toch kadei dibur. So even, I mean, obviously it depends on the delay. If you know it's a real delay, then I'll leave it as a shaila. But a recording, definitely you don't answer amen. I hear, but I think it's silly to be choshesh for that. The people themselves should be mature and knowledgeable enough to answer it when they hear a recording. And it's not your problem. Tet. Im yesh ktsat mehaonim shemarichin yoter midai. If there are people, some of the people are answering, they're saying amen, it's just taking them too long. You don't have to wait for them. Properly, the way it is, the chazan says a bracha, he pauses so he could everyone answers amen, and then he continues. So there's no one's talking over each other's voices. But if they're taking way too long to answer amen, then he doesn't have to wait for them. And perhaps should not. Yud. Misha shachach. V'lo amar yalev yavo barash chodesh. Somebody made a mistake and he didn't say Yalev Yavon Rosh Chodesh. Or Becholo Shel Moed, he left it out Cholo Shel Moed. Or Bechol Devar Shetzarich Lachzor Bishvilo. Or he davened the whole Shemana Esrei, but he left out something that he's required to repeat now. Like, perhaps HaMelech HaKadosh, Tein Talamata Livracha. Yechavein Da'ato V'Yishma Meshil Yatzibor Kol Shemana Esrei Brachot Mirosh V'Atzof Ki'adam Shemit Palel Le'atzma. So now, you have the option of repeating the entire Shemana Esrei yourself. Your Chazal said you're required to repeat the Shemona Esrei because you missed something crucial. The other option is you did daven, you are Yotzei be'etzem your tefillah, that you davened the tefillah that morning, but you're missing something. In order to make up that missing something, you'd have to repeat Shemona Esrei. There is one other way out. You have the option of listening to the Shaliach Tzibur, and you listen to every single word from beginning to end, and that this is your second Shemona Esrei. So even though you are a baki, even though you're an expert, you know how to daven with or without a sitter, in this situation, since you did daven, be'etzem you're a yotzei the tefillah, but you need to make something up, then you have the option to listen to the Shaliach Tzibur. It's not the same case that we had at the beginning of the Siman. And you obviously don't make interruptions, you don't talk, because this is mamash your davening. And you take your 3 steps back, the same thing, we mentioned you bow down. This is case, you did daven, but you just left something out. You said that. Now this is very similar to if a person, probably you would see how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in this case, we'll get to it in a little while. What happens if at the end of Rosh Chodesh, at Mincha time, you forgot to say Yalev Yavo, you don't realize until Maariv. You do Maariv twice. So, based on this reasoning, again, we'll have to revisit it, based on this reasoning, you would not do Maariv twice. You did daven Mincha, and you're not going to make up Yalev Yavo, because you always do that davening twice. So, if the next day Maariv is not Rosh Chodesh, you're going to end up doing the same Maariv, it didn't help you. Okay, I hope we all got that. Right. And so the question is, which is better, to daven yourself as a tefillah nedava, or to be listen to the Shaliach Tzibur? Right? 2 different opinions, which is better. Obviously, if you're going to be listening to somebody else, also, you listening to his entire to the Shaliach Tzibur, he's motzi you in this case, right? And you also, when it comes to modim, you do the same thing. You're just bowing down when he bows down, and you answer amen at the end. You don't say modim derabanan, because you're using his modim. Okay, I think that's obvious. Yud Aleph. Im ba'od ha'adam mitpalel siyam Shaliach Tzibur bracha v'kodem shekalta aniyat amen mipi rov ha'tzibur siyam zet tefilato ona imahen amen. Okay. Person still davening. I didn't understand that. Im bodo adam mitpalel siyam Shaliach Tzibur bracha v'kodem shekalta aniyat amen mipi rov ha'tzibur siyam zet tefilato ona iman amen. All right, so I believe he's saying if you finish a bracha at the same time as a Shaliach Tzibur, you don't answer amen because it's like answering after your own self. But as if you finish a little bit before, so you could answer amen to him, but it's not exactly may not be exactly toch de dibur to his bracha, but everyone else is still saying amen slowly. You can still catch on, even though you're not finishing exactly with him. You can answer amen as long as everyone else is still answering amen.
Even though you didn't hear his bracha?
No, we're assuming you heard.
Because you're saying,
I believe it's a different perushim, but in this case is you already davened yourself. Yeah, so it doesn't really matter if you heard his bracha or not. As long as a person is known to be Jewish and kosher, and you know he said a bracha, and especially when everyone else is saying amen, you just jump right in. Haga, v'afilu im lo shama bracha kval. Here he goes. Even though you didn't hear the bracha at all. Rak shomei tzibur anin amen. You hear them saying amen. V'yadeya al eza bracha kai. and you know what it's supposed to be. He doesn't hear it. So yeah, amen. You answer with them. I don't even know if you need to know. The fact that everyone else is answering amen, he has a chazkas kashas. V'chen b'kaddish u'kedusha u'baruchu. Anytime you hear people answering, even if you didn't hear baruchu, answer baruchu. Because you know everyone else is doing it, just jump on the bandwagon and be mekadesh shem shamayim together. Yud bet. Ha'oneh amen lo yagbia kol yotel me'amavarech. It's not proper derech eretz. It's not appropriate. It's not ideal. That you should not answer amen louder than the person saying the bracha. Because the amen is just to give more power to justify and to strengthen the bracha. The ikar is the bracha itself. So the otherwise it's inappropriate to shout louder. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out that when ketanim say a bracha, once they're the age of chinuch, you should also answer amen to ketanim. To me, it's not a big chiddush, but it's just make sure it's clear. Gemara in Masechta Bracha says not to say amen after ketanim. Aha. Thank you. You'll show it to me afterwards. Okay. V'achar shota im lanot amen. But after a shota, you don't say an amen. Okay. Yeah, there is a discussion, I know, by kids, exactly what level of chinuch do you answer amen to. That could be, the brachas is, the gemara is exactly to explain. Okay, very good. Kuf chaf hey. Siman kuf chaf hey of dinei kedusha. Aleph. Ein atzibur amrimim shilech tzibur nakdishach. Shulchan Aruch writes, when we answer to kedusha, all we say is, kadosh, 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 baruch, yimloch, or Musaf's a little extra, but we do not say the words Nekadesh, Nekdishach, and Keter. Obviously, the Minag, as far as I know, by all Jews, every Eda, everyone says Nekdishach, Nekadesh, Keter, whatever it is. The Tzibor also, I'm saying. Ela, Shotkin, Umachavanin, Umashashashaliach, Tzibor, Omer, Ad Shemagela Kedusha. The Kahal, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is, you just listen until he finishes the line of Nakdishach, and then you jump into, you first say Kadosh, 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 that's all. V'az v'ni v'tzibur Kadosh. Okay. Okay, just something quick to point out. In the Kedusha, so the main part of Kedusha we know is the two lines of Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod. So machloket by Yimloch, if that's the original takana, if that's the original part of Kedusha. So in general, when it comes to Elokai Netzor, for example, some say to answer, some say don't answer. In the middle of Elokai Netzor, yeah. In the middle of Elokai Netzor, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's a machloket, if it's ideal or not ideal to answer Yimloch. It's not the end of the world. But it's a bigger machloket, and generally recommended not to lechatchila. If you're in the middle of a bracha, let's say you're in the middle of a lokai neshama, you're in the middle of birchas kriyat shema, you're in the middle of any bigger, it's called a bracha arucha, so you do answer to kadosh and baruch, but it's better, but it's a machloket, better not to answer to yimloch. That's the general recommended. And in the extra nusach, in particular by Ashkenazim, by Musaf, they have longer paragraphs, or Shacharis and Shabbos. So those are not the ikar parts of the tefillah. I think most would say it's better to focus and pay attention to Kedusha, but Mikar Adin, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to learn and tune out a little bit during those little parts, but it's not the ikar part, an original part of Kedusha. Okay, bet. Tov lechaven raglav b'sha'a shomer kedusha im shaliach tzibur. Just like we have our legs together during Shemoneh Esrei, the Amida, it's ideal to have our legs together during Kedusha. And again, some are makpid till the end of Yimloch, but the poskim say in general, it's better to wait until after Hakela Kadosh. Agav, yesh lisa ha'einayim lamaron b'sha'a sha'omrim kedusha. Rama says it's better to also lift up your eyes or look upwards to the Shemayim and have, more lofty thoughts and angelic thoughts when you're saying Kedusha. And some say Davka with your eyes closed. Some say it doesn't really matter. Okay, I think whatever brings more Kavana is the most important thing. V'chein mina'anim gufan v'nosin otamina aretz. And you also lift up your legs a little bit, or your heels, when you say Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kevod, and some also by Yimloch, but not jumping. That's not the minhag. Ve'ein ledaber b'emtza kedusha. We do not talk in the middle of kedusha. U'misha amar seder kedusha. Uba lebeit hakneset. Uba tzibor onin kedusha. Chozer ve'one imahen. Even if you already heard kedusha, you davened already. Who cares? You hear kedusha now. Say it again. Davar she b'kedusha. There's no limit to answering. Okay. Kof chav vav. Seif aleph. Shaliach tzibur shita v'dilek achat mikol brachot k'shemazkirin oto yodea lachzor limkomo. So if you have a shaliach tzibur and he made a mistake and he has to go back, so he goes back. What's the big deal? He knows how to go back. And nowadays it's easy with the sitter. Ein mesalkin oto. Just because he made a mistake, you don't remove him from his position. He stays up there at the amud and he keeps davening. Aval im dilek birkat hamalshinim. But if he completely skipped the whole bracha of malshinim, misalkin oto miyad. Then we make him get down, we remove him, and we bring somebody else up. And as we learned before, when you call somebody up in the middle of a stressful situation, you're not an anav. You don't say no. I don't want to daven. You don't refuse. You go up immediately. This tircha de tzibur, that's inappropriate to the davening. Shema apikoresu, right? We remove him because malshinim was against heretics. So we're afraid he's one of them and he doesn't want to curse himself. V'im itchilba, but if he started that bracha, vita'a, and he made a mistake, in misalkinoto, then we don't remove him. It could be he's still a mean, we don't know. But we don't assume he's a mean. So we don't remove him. Okay. And for any other bracha, we don't have that chashash, unless you know for sure he doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMeitim, and therefore he wants to skip that bracha, then obviously you do. But we're not choshesh for anything, except the only thing that was common in those days was these secret heretics who wanted to still be in the Jewish community, but they didn't want to, but they were heretics. Bet. If a person made a mistake and he can't continue, so you get someone else to take over where he left off. He doesn't have to start from the very beginning. Really, it should be somebody who was paying attention and following word by word until now. Hopefully there's nine of them at least. And we all have to think as if there is none other but me. So, but hopefully, anyways, ideally that's lechatchila, is to pick someone like that and take off from where he left off. U'matchil mitchilat ha-bracha sheta'azeh imaya ta'ut b'emtzeriyot. And you begin from the middle of the bracha that he messed up with. He got stuck. V'imaya b'shalosh rishonot, but, and if it was in one of the first three brachot, he lost his voice. It happens once in a while. A chazan gets up there and all of a sudden his voice disappears. He can't continue. So what do? It's in the first three, the replacement has to start with the first. And if we're about to read, and if it's from the last three, he has to start from the beginning of the last three, which is Ritzeh. And if it's anywhere in the middle, he just starts with the beginning of the bracha that he left. Matchil barosh, vim b'shalosh achonot, matchil b'ritzeh. Gimel. Kol makom shehayachid, right? Because the first three and the last three are one unit. You can call it like one bracha, but whatever, it's one unit. Whenever you have to repeat, shliach tzibur chozer mitpalel imta kamota kishmitpalel b'kol ram. Imta kamota. Yeah, just like if a shliach tzibur, the shliach tzibur also has to repeat the same thing. Whenever a yachid has to repeat, a shliach tzibur also, if he makes the same mistake in chazara d'shatz, he also has to go back. Chutz mishacharit, like if he's davening, he has to daven matein talo matar livracha, and he skips it. The old davening's over that nobody noticed in shliach tzibur, so he has to go back, repeat the whole thing, the same thing. Chutz mishacharit shel rosh chodesh. What if you skip yalev yavo rosh and shacharis rosh chodesh? So we all have to go back if we miss it. The shliach tzibur doesn't have to go back. It's a tircha de tzibura, and because sheim shachach shliach tzibur velo yizkir yalev yavo ad sheishlim tefilato. In machzirin oto why? Mipnei Torah hatzibur. That's one reason. Ve'also sheharei tefilat hamusafin lefanav. He's about to also do musaf. Shehu mazkir ba rosh chodesh. So because of the combination, Chazal were makel for him. Aval im, right? The whole concept is the rabbanon. It's all, so they make the rules. Aval im nizkar kodem shehishlim tefilato. But if he realized before he finished sim shalom, so then chozer leretzei. Then mazet torach tzibur. You go back to retzei, and that's not such a big torach tzibur. Now, what happens if you don't go back to the word retzei? You go back to yalev yavo, and you consider and you finish a machzir shkineto tzionik. Is that good enough, or do you have to start off with the word retzei? So lechatchil, you go back to the word retzei. But if you didn't, and you just jump to yalev yavo, that's good enough too. Haga yesh omrim shim ta'a b'shachrit al shabbat v'yom tov dino kamo rosh chodesh v'hachi nahug. Same thing by Shabbos. Not that it'll ever happen, but Shabbos morning he davens a regular chol shachris. Nobody realizes it. It's fine. He'll mention the word Shabbos when he gets to Musaf. Dalet. Im ta'a shliach tzibur keshemit palel belachash. If a shliach tzibur in his lachash he makes a mistake, v'olam eino chozer u'mit palo shenit. He never has to repeat. V'pnei torach hatzibur. He never repeats his private Shemona Esrei, but then he's going to make everybody wait. He's about to do Chazar Hashav. Ala somach al tefillah sheitpila b'koram, v'hu shelo ta'a b'shalosh rishonot. That's assuming he didn't mess up in the first three. Sheim ta'a b'hem, l'olam chozer kamo asher yachid chozer. If he messed up in the first three, then he goes back to the beginning of the first three, because we're talking about like a half a minute. That's not a problem. Kuf chav zayin, modim derabanan, k'sher yagia sheli atzibur l'modim. When the shaliach tzibur reaches modim, shochin imo atzibur v'lo yishcho yoter midai. So you should bow down. The tzibur should bow down with the. Everyone should bow down with him when they say modim. V'omri modim anachnu lach she'atahu Hashem Elokeinu kechol basar. We have a different nasach. He says his nasach. We have our nasach. V'chotim baruch kela odaot, and you don't below azkarat Hashem. That's our minhag, right? Modim derabanan. It ends Baruch Kel Hodaot. We don't say Baruch Ata Hashem. So the Gra and others say it should be with God's name, but that's not our minhag. We don't. V'yesh misha omer shetzarich lishchot gam basof. He says some should also bow down at the end. When we say Modim derabanan, we bow down at Modim, and then he says you should also bow down again, and you say Baruch Kel Hodaot, just like at the beginning. V'tov lachosh lidvarav, and it's better to do this practice. Most people don't, but it's better. And the Rama says actually you should stay bowing down the whole time, and there's no pause. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, as soon as when the shliach tzibur starts modim, the kahal starts modim, and everyone says it simultaneously. I saw one minag where the shliach tzibur waits and pauses for everyone to finish modim derabanan, but I've only seen that by one minag. But it's unusual. It's not a common minhag, and it's not what's quoted over here, and it's not what most people do. Bet, you know what? Should I save it for tomorrow? I'll finish. Go. Bet im ein sham kohanim. If there's no kohanim, omer shliach tzibur elokeinu v'kei avoteinu barchinu v'chalam shleshet. Right? We all know this. When there's no kohen in the room, you say the elokeinu v'kei avoteinu ad. The Shulchan Aruch says, and you finish v'ani avarchem. You have that extra pasuk of. However it ends. It ends v'ani avarchem. You say that one extra pasuk, which is the pasuk that comes after in the Chumash, after those three psukim, the three brachos. Right? But the most Ashkenazim do not have that pasuk, I believe. It depends on your minhag. V'ein atzibur onin achrav amen, ela kein yehi ratzon. So he says, when you're listening to this tefillah, since it's not really birkas kohanim, amen, you say after a real bracha. Here it's like, a bakasha that there should be a bracha. So the better thing to do is to say, Ken Yehi Ratzon. Some say, Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzon. Okay, they're from Inagim. Hagav, Eir Omrim Elokim Vagavoteiru. Rak Bizman Shira'ui LeBirkat Kohani Belisa Kapayim. You only say this in a time when it's appropriate. Usually at Mincha, it's not, because you wouldn't say Birkat Kohanim, because maybe that's the cannabis, maybe they drink. We're going to get to that very, very soon. V'nagu Lomar B'Shachrit Sim Shalom. And the custom is say Sim Shalom in the morning, and whenever you would say Birkas Kohanim. Shalom Rav. So some Ashkenazim say Shalom Rav in the afternoon, whenever they wouldn't say Birkas Kohanim. Some say it there. Hoyel Chativ is an exception because it says, "Be'or panecha natat lanu shehi ha'Torah shekorin v'mincha b'shabbos."